Hello, it's the weekend. This is John Gibbons. I'm joined by Josh Sexton and Phil Addison. Weekend regulars, weekend comebacks, weekend heroes, I will call them. And this show is all about comebacks, so it is very apt that both my two guests are return visitors. Visitors, would you say visitors? Yeah. Return people on this, yeah. on the show. But before we talk about comebacks, I just did want to talk about what I believe to be the statement performance of the weekend, and that was Manchester United 1, Brighton 3. And it's funny, Josh, isn't it, that, you know, one looks like a cohesive team, one looks like a gathering of expensive individuals, and as you all know, as a sports fan, no matter what the sport, the cohesive team wins every time. Well, not every time, but most of the time.
Absolutely, and I loved seeing Erik ten Hag looking really sort of sullen after. Like, he's had a tough week, hasn't he? Which I think some of which has been self-inflicted with the way he's dealt with the Jadon Sancho thing, sort of choosing to be hardline around that. They just feel like a shit show at the moment. I think I spoke about this last time I was on the weekend. There's the obvious off-the-pitch problems. But I think the manager has created himself a lot of on the pitch problems now, and they were looking at it on Match of the Day, and like the body language of some of those players now. There was actually a clip I seen on Twitter where Brighton, for the Pascal Gross goal, they're just passing it around for about 2 minutes, and about a minute in, there's one where Bruno Fernandes presses, gets it passed around him, and he's just like, just does the Bruno Fernandes thing of throwing his arms up, and that to me sort of sums up the attitude of United at the moment. They came up against a team at the weekend who attitude and ability and, like you say, teamwork in abundance. Brighton just looked by far the better team and the better football club, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting in the week. He was asked about the Sancho thing and Ten Hag, and he said, well, I was brought in to do this sort of thing. I was told that, you know, there was a bit of a mess and there was no sort of discipline, if you like, and I was brought in to be a bit hardline. So sort of saying, well, this is what you wanted, kind of thing, which is all well and good, though, but, you know, there's games of football still going on. You can't just take them off and bring them back in 3 months, like off to a boot camp or something. Like, you know, there's football games going on and they need some players, and they seem to be dropping for every possible reason, like flies at the moment. But what I would also say is, Phil, I don't feel like there's a number you've bought in. And I think that's what you always need in these situations when you're trying to change anything. You know, you need your cultural architects, if you like. You need your ones who are like, well, these are going to be the guys who are going to show the rest of them the way, and they, you know, others will hopefully follow. I don't really feel like he's got that. He's you know, he's got a captain like Josh says, who will throw his arms around if the sort of the going gets tough. You know, even the guys who've brought in don't really feel like his fellas.
No,
particularly Casemiro, who looked great last season, and I remember praising as, you know, a fantastic signing. Is starting to sort of look his age, and, you know, maybe his appetite for doing a lot of the chasing sort of going. And it's tough, isn't it? And you know, it feels like it's not necessarily going to get better